When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Toronto Raptors have been linked to a DeJounte Murray trade in a recent report, and this paired alongside the little Woj bomb that dropped yesterday that revealed that the Atlanta Hawks are desperately trying to get rid of their star guard. This is a lot of Toronto Raptors fans turning their heads, as DeJounte doesn't seem like the greatest fit on this roster after the acquisitions of Emmanuel Quickley, RJ Barrett, and still with Dennis Schroeder and Gary Trent Jr. in the lineup. So we're going to break down everything going on surrounding this situation and why this potential trade with Siakam going to the Hawks and, you know, in talks for a DeJounte Murray trade might not necessarily mean DeJounte coming back to Toronto, because frankly, I don't see that really making a whole ton of sense. So lots of stuff to dive into, but guys, if you want to stay up to date with everything regarding this Toronto Raptors team, make sure to hit that subscribe button, because we're keeping you up to date. And if you're part of the 57% of our viewers that aren't subscribed, hit that subscribe button, because we're going to be delivering you all the latest Toronto Raptors news. But let's dive into it, because this report really confused me. And there was a multitude of Siakam stuff that has dropped yesterday. I kind of left this one aside. It came in this big block of news because I thought DeJounte Murray, given the previous links, given the previous speculation, given how much we know the Atlanta Hawks want to acquire Pascal Siakam, this kind of warrants its own discussion. It's basically Chris Haynes, who again has definitely fumbled some reports as of late regarding the Toronto Raptors, but he came out and said that rival executives believe the Lakers and the Toronto Raptors, among other teams, will begin progressing to more serious discourse with the Atlanta Hawks pertaining to star guard DeJounte Murray. Obviously, the LA Lakers are a team that, you know, are really sort of linked to DeJounte. Other teams as well, the Sixers, the Heat. Lots of reports have come out about the Atlanta Hawks, because as I mentioned in the intro, Adrian Wojnarowski has revealed that the Atlanta Hawks are desperately trying to get rid of this guy, and they don't see the fit of Trae Young and DeJounte really working out that great. And you look at DeJounte Murray's stats, again, you look a couple seasons ago, you know, just with the San Antonio Spurs, particularly that 2021-2022 season where he was an all-star, he averaged 21 8 and 9. So close to a triple-double, 2 steals a night. His defense was on lock. Again, DeJounte Murray was sort of a star guy. And now he's definitely changed this game. He is still like an elite player in this league. Do not get me wrong. You know, 21 points, 5 rebounds, and 5 assists, you know, the past couple seasons, but not the sort of, you know, all-around dude playing next to Trae Young, who again gets a lot of assists, has the ball in his hands a lot, right? It's tough to sort of put up those types of numbers around Trae. They have some redundant sort of skill sets. So you get why the fit isn't really working. The Hawks have not been that great this season. So they're trying to get rid of DeJounte, move out from him, and then bring back a player that makes more sense around Trae Young and see if they can build that group, because Trae has been a guy that has made a conference finals, made a push again in a sort of COVID linked year and stuff. But again, DeJounte Murray's a piece that is pretty well almost assuredly going to get dealt ahead of this year's trade deadline, and the Raptors are a team that the Hawks have been in discussions with. So what does it make sense? Why could this be a good deal for the Toronto Raptors? Well, again, the stats are good for DeJounte. We just ran through him. He's a guy that's only 27 years old, shooting close to 40% from behind the three-point line. And, you know, his three-point shooting is not just sort of, you know, open threes. He creates his own shots. You know, even though his corner 3% this season only is 37%, you know, just down, you know, it was 44 last year, so it's not something I'm super concerned about, so he can hit those spot-up shots. But the percentage of his threes that are assisted on is only 70%, 71% this season. So that might seem like a lot. That might look at that and be like, Ben, most of his threes are getting dimed on, but 70%, if you compare that to the rest of the guys across the league, most of the time those numbers are kind of in the 90s for a lot of good three-point shooters in the NBA. So the fact that DeJounte Murray right now is making 30% of his threes not assisted, that means those are tough kind of off the dribble looks. That means he's creating a lot of shots. And around a guy like Scottie Barnes, you're around a guy especially like RJ Barrett, who we saw last night, can be inconsistent, can have highs and lows. I think people are overreacting to specifically RJ Barrett. Again, horrible loss to the Utah Jazz last night. Didn't even do a post game given the lateness and just the despair in my soul after that one. You know, you're feeling bad, and the thank goodness that West Coast road trip is over. But having shooting around RJ Barrett is going to be good, and I'm still very high on RJ Barrett despite the fact he had a stinker of a game last night. But DeJounte Murray would fit well with this current Raptors group, our current sort of young core. So, you know, definitely not a bad player to get back in a Pascal Siakam trade. But as I sort of mentioned in the intro, we have loaded. We are loaded at the guard position now at this point for this Raptors team. We have 2 starting caliber players in Quickly and RJ who are young, who are sort of going to be a pieces of the future for this Raptors team. So DeJounte Murray, he's not coming off the bench. He wouldn't come off the bench with either of these two guys either. So, you know, it doesn't really make sense to sort of have this young developing piece, even though DeJounte is still kind of young, 27, not over the hill by any means, 3 years younger than Siakam if this deal were to potentially happen. So, you know, it's not like you're getting an old wash guy, but having Quickly potentially develop into whatever he might be is something I'm really excited about. RJ Barrett is a piece that I think, you know, people are going to be high and low on over the course of his career, but it's been overall really good for this Toronto Raptors group. Making that trade, it's kind of redundant to then go out and get DeJounte Murray. So there's that sort of whole piece of it. And then, you know, in a Pascal Siakam deal, right, if you're making that sort of trade with the Atlanta Hawks, you're giving up even more sort of depth in that front court. So again, you want some sort of big men, you want something to sort of tighten up that front court if you're sending Pascal Siakam out. So I don't think it sort of really makes sense, unless there's a lot more trades on the docket from Masai Ujiri, to bring back DeJounte Murray in a potential package. So that's my first sort of stance. That's my first sort of perspective. And then given also the fact that Chris Haynes has been a, you know, hit and miss at times, I don't expect DeJounte Murray to be a Toronto Raptor ahead of this year's trade deadline, even though I do project him getting traded certainly ahead of this year's deadline. So what does this mean? Why even make a video on this? Well, because where there's smoke, where there's discussions, where there's all this going on, right? We've heard all the Pascal Siakam stuff. We know how desperately the Atlanta Hawks want to get Pascal Siakam. So they're dangling DeJounte Murray in a trade. And obviously, it's impossible to project sort of 3-team deals. But I wouldn't be shocked if something ends up happening with a Pascal Siakam going to the Atlanta Hawks, DeJounte Murray and other pieces. You know, I'm not going to try to talk about every possible framework of a package that could go down, but I think the realistic possibility, given the willingness of the Atlanta Hawks to deal with DeJounte Murray now at this point, makes it much more likely that they're willing to give up Pascal Siakam, and that's a huge, or willing to, able to acquire Pascal Siakam, and that's huge for Toronto, because again, there's a lot of teams out there that are interested in Pascal, but they're worried about his contract. Maybe the positional fit doesn't work and they want to acquire a star player. But now we have the option of obviously just directly trading Pascal to the large market of suitors that are interested in acquiring him. Or we could deal him to the Atlanta Hawks and then they can acquire a guard that is under contract, that is capable, you know, at that position, is a former All-Stars, all those types of things. And then the Raptors get rerouted the assets that they may have not been able to acquire in a Pascal Siakam deal. So what does this really mean? What is this really sort of, you know, what's the real takeaway from this report from Chris Haynes? Which again, you, 2 years ago, people were saying, maybe even a year ago, this time last year, Chris Haynes is slowly rising to the level of credibility of a Shams or even Age Wojnarowski, but that has sort of been knocked down a peg, at least so far as, you know, his misses over the past 6 months. But if this report is really true and there's actual discussions going on, talks with DeJounte Murray and the Raptors and things, I think it will likely transition or turn into a three-team deal. So the Raptors, the main takeaway is there's more options, there's more possibilities for a deal to potentially happen. And given everything that we've heard, particularly from Agent Wojnarowski, that the Raptors and Siakam aren't close on a contract extension, we are going to need every possible avenue of leverage of, you know, potentially putting the chess pieces together, make the right deal to make the right acquisition. We are going to need really everything to come into place in order to get a deal like the Toronto Raptors got for OG and Anobi, given the fact that Pascal Siakam is an unrestricted free agent. So let me know what you guys think in the comment section down below. You guys are the best for making the star. Again, subscribe to the channel to stay up to date with everything regarding this team. Anyways, I'm signing out. Cheers.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.